counting Sfiras HaOmer with a blessing after already having heard the Sfira or the blessing from another person. You went into shul, you're waiting for a minyan to Ma'ariv. The previous minyan is at the end, they're about to reach Sfiras HaOmer. You hear Sfiras HaOmer from them, but you don't say it because you're davening Ma'ariv in the next minyan. May you now go ahead after your Ma'ariv and say Sfiras HaOmer with a blessing. The same applies, this question likewise applies in a shtibl, in an area where there are many minyanim taking place simultaneously. Your minyan's in the middle of Shemena Esrei, the minyan next door is already by Sfiras HaOmer, and everyone in your minyan hears them saying Sfira. May this minyan that just heard the Sfira now go ahead after their Ma'ariv and say Sfira with a bracha. What is the root of this question? The root of the question is, did one already fulfill the mitzvah? Perhaps merely by hearing the counting of Sfira already fulfills your obligation. And if so, then you no longer have to count. So how can you say a bracha after Ma'ariv if you already did the mitzvah? So interestingly, the Paiskim unanimously ignore this question, with exception to one. And that is the Alter Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Alter Rebbe novelizes in the Shulchan Aruch chapter 489, Halacha 12, also repeated in chapter 213, Halacha 4, regarding all blessings, and mentioned as well in chapter 296, Halacha 17, and other places, that one who hears a blessing or a verbal mitzvah being performed by another person is possibly Yaitzeh, even if he didn't have in mind. Even if the person who said the blessing was unaware somebody else was listening. And he certainly did not have intention to fulfill his obligation. And even if the person listening did not have in mind to fulfill his obligation, but simply heard it, it is possible that he has fulfilled his obligation. And therefore the Alter Rebbe concludes, in the above examples that were given, where a person heard the Sfira being said by another person, since it is possible that he was already Yaitzeh, the Alter Rebbe concludes he may no longer count with a bracha. He has to count, because maybe he's not Yaitzeh, we said only possibly. But when something's possible that he was Yaitzeh, Sofik brachas lahakil, no longer can a blessing now be said. What is the reason behind this possibly he was Yaitzeh, possibly not? The Alter Rebbe explains that this is based on a dispute, a famous dispute amongst the Rishonim and the Poskim regarding, do mitzvahs require kavana, do they require intent? Some Rishonim hold that not even biblical mitzvahs need kavana. Other Rishonim hold that rabbinical mitzvahs don't need kavana. And Sfiras HaOmer today is only rabbinical. According to these opinions, we don't need your intent or the Seir's intent for you to be Yaitzeh. The mere fact you heard was Maitziyu. However, since there are Paiskim who argue and say that even rabbinical commands need Kavana to be Yaitzeh, so it's a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk. We require you to repeat the Sfira, but not the blessing that you can no longer say. So many of you may be very puzzled. This is something that happens all the time. I never heard of such a thing that you can't go ahead and say the bracha anymore. How do you avoid such a thing? So the Alter Rebbe lists an option that can be used to avoid this problem. And he says like this. When do we say that according to one approach, your Yaitzeh, regardless of if you have it in mind or not, if you were neutral. Just heard, you were neutral, you didn't have in mind to be Yaitzeh, you didn't have in mind to not be Yaitzeh, you just heard. But if you had in mind to not be Yaitzeh, then everyone agrees you're not Yaitzeh the mitzvah, you're not Yaitzeh the bracha. And in such a case, you of course have to repeat the Sfira with a blessing because you were not Yaitzeh. And this is practically halacha lemaise in accordance to this novel ruling of the Alter Rebbe, which is not brought in previous Paiskim, but is hinted to in a tshuva of the Rashba, who in essence seems to say the same thing the Alter Rebbe ruled. That whenever you begin hearing the blessing of Sfira from somebody else and you didn't yet count, have in mind to not be Yaitzeh. Furthermore, even if the person is not counting with a blessing, he's just counting the day, have in mind to not be Yaitzeh. If you're middle shmenesu, you hear the minion next to you saying Sfira, have in mind to not be Yaitse. And in fact, it suffices for you to make a stipulation now for the rest of Sfira, that whenever I hear someone counting Sfira saying the blessing, I'm having in mind to not be Yaitse unless I change my mind. And this will avoid one from entering these situations. But in the event that no stipulation was made, one did not have intent to not be Yaitse, halacha l'maisa, he may no longer say a bracha for that night. And he's rather to count without a blessing. Now some of you may be asking, well, the whole Seder in Shul is that the Chazan says the bracha and the day and everybody repeats. How is this allowed? The whole system is set up against the law we just stated. Everyone know that they have to have in mind not to be Yaitse with the Chazan? The Divrei Nechemya, a famous Talmud of the Alter Rebbe, a famous Gaon in Pesach, explained this matter. And he says like this, since it's already a very old, many generation back system and custom and tradition for the Chazan to say the blessing and the count and have the congregation repeat, it's as if it's already programmed that the congregation has in mind to not be Yaitse with the Chazan. And even if you didn't have this in mind specifically, you're not Yaitse with him unless you had in mind to be Yaitse. So answers the Divrei Nechemya. This is a limud zchus, a justification for why there's no need to have in mind when the Chazan says the Sfira to not be Yaitse with him. But regarding hearing it from anybody else, even if it's another minion, you must have in mind to not be Yaitse in order to avoid this issue. This issue applies not just by Sfira Sa'ira, but by all blessings. You're sitting with a friend to have a drink, and your friend sends Shahakal first. You have to have a mind to not be Yaitse if you want to be able to say Shahakal on your drink. We've discussed in a different lesson that this is one of the reasons why it's a Chabad custom not to say blessings of Birchas Hanenin out loud in order not to enter others into this problem.